Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
Please be seated. One of you to carry on playing. Ephesians 1:17. I'm reading from the Amplified here. Just listen to this with your spirit. For I always pray to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he may grant you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, of insight into mysteries and secrets, in the deep and intimate knowledge of him. By having the eyes of your heart flooded with light, so that you can know and understand the hope to which he's called you, and how rich is his glorious inheritance in the saints, his set-apart ones. And so that you can know and understand what is the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of his power in and for us who believe. Ephesians is quite a book. Don't just read the book. Let the book read you. God is doing stuff here today, and he is going to give you something today. A grace of God is going to come on you if you're willing to receive it. Are you? Come on. He's going to grace you today with something fresh from his presence. He wants to give us, each of us, even the one that's sitting here thinking, not me, yes, you, each of us, fresh revelation of his love. Revelation, not this, this heart of his love for you, his love for you. Come on. Oh, God's good. Last week, Pastor Jonathan, my name's Andrew, incidentally, Pastor Jonathan was preaching beautifully, reminding us that God's heart is to say, love the Lord your God. He's the best, you see. He's the best. Love him with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your passion, with all your might. That's what he was saying last week. This week, the Lord is saying this. Let me love you in that way. Let me love you. I want to love you more than you want to let me. Let him love you. Fresh bread today. Fresh revelation of God's goodness and God's love. At the encounter night, the first encounter night, Pastor Colin said, let God encounter you. How much time, he said, each day do you spend receiving from him? Have we become so busy giving, preparing the food in the back room, that we forget how to sit at his feet and receive? Which is the better thing? How much time each day do you spend receiving? Not asking, receiving. Receiving. Pastor Colin said, the kingdom is his love poured out. God wants to pour out his love afresh into your heart today. And as he pours his love into our hearts, we can't help but pour that out onto others. That's the kingdom. That's the kingdom. All the gifts of the Holy Spirit, all the power gifts of God are the power to love better, more fully. It's all the love of God. And he wants each of us in this room to know that love, to know that love in a fresh way. Psalm 46 says this, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. The holy place where the Most High dwells. God is with her. She will not fall. God will help her in the break of day. And he says this, be still and know that I am God. We're praying in here yesterday, and this man sings that song prophetically. No conversation between us. God's at work. Listen, he's saying, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Has anyone ever sat in the Dead Sea? Yeah? Got a picture of that. I had the joy of doing that for the first time last year, and it's the strangest thing. No. My feet aren't that big, and I can't read Hebrew. It's the strangest thing, because this water's so full of salt. But what you have to do, they say, just imagine it's an armchair. All right? It's not, it's water. But just imagine it's an armchair. You just got to sink back into it. Okay, now every fiber in your being, if you've never done this before, is saying, that won't work, it's water, I will go under. I mean, if you're going to go in water, you do it. I'm a bad swimmer, okay? This is not sensible. But you have to go back and put your weight into it. And you get to the point where you cross that point of no return, yeah? And either it holds you or you're under. So you lie back in the armchair. Now this word still, be still, it's Rapha in the Hebrew. And it means this. Sink, but you don't. Relax. Abandon. Become helpless. Cease. Fall limp. Let it go. And wait. It means wait. I'm going to come back to wait. Do you get this idea? Can we have the picture again? Being still in the presence of God, sink back. Stop trying to support yourself. Sink, abandon. It's not abandoning hope, it's abandoning self-effort. Let it go. Rest in me, he says. Be still and know that I am God. Now, I'm a writer. I love words, okay? The meaning of words matters to me. You see, you don't sink except into God's arms. Know. What does this word know mean? This is an amazing word. This word is yada in the Hebrew. And it is not to know about, but it is to know from personal, loving experience. Be still and know that I am God. Adam and Eve, yada, they knew one another. And Eve conceived and bore a child. It's that kind of knowing. It is so intimate to know him. And this word yada, some describe it as dedicating ourselves to another so we can engage them with our love and affection. And yet often this little word, yada, has become a verbal gloss over, like blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. I won't bother with the clip. It's become a little bit like that. Yada, yada, yada. They go on, they go on, they go on, they go on. No, no. If we're not careful, our relationship with God can turn from yada into yada, yada, yada. We can bend his ear, this problem, this need, that need. I feel like this, I don't feel like that. Sort me out, Lord, do this, fix that. Yada, 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 yada. What God wants is yada. Be still and know. Come on. How many of our marriages could do with a little bit more yada and a bit less yada, yada, yada? I see all the men are agreeing. And so the women, for different reasons, yada, to know him. When was the last time you engaged God with your love and affection outside of a worship service? When was the last time you felt God's love and affection for you, felt it? When was the last time that God knew you? Yada, 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 not yada, yada, yada. In the New Testament, the word used for knowing is epignosis. It is not just to know about, but it's to know personally, from experience, to know the way we knew him at the point of our conversion. Remember that moment now? Just think back. The moment when you knew God had first called your name and you surrendered to him. If that hasn't happened to you, today is your day. You remember the point at which you were baptized in the Holy Spirit? His Spirit comes into your life and pours out through your life. Epignosis. To know, to know, to know, to know. If you haven't been baptized in the Holy Spirit yet, today's your day. Today's your day, because God is revealing himself. That's what he wants. That's what he wants. We sometimes call this revival. It means to wake up. Wake up and smell the coffee. Wake up and smell the love of God, the presence of God, the fragrance of God, to know him. Great picture of this in the Old Testament. God's provision was manna. It would not keep, though. You had to get fresh manna every day. The stuff went off. We need fresh revelation from God. Please don't live in the past. This is a time to revive. All that God has put into your life, all that he's breathed into you, all the hope and promise he's breathed into you, it needs to be fresh, and he wants to make it fresh. He wants to make it fresh. Nothing tired about it, nothing weary about it, nothing stale about it. Fresh bread. Fresh bread. You picture Jesus breaking bread with his disciples. You picture the way that bread was multiplied to a crowd, the smell of fresh bread. He took stale bread, you know, on that day, and he made it fresh. You feel a bit like stale bread? He wants to make you fresh. And for his fragrance, that smell of fresh bread in your life. Draw near to God, and God will draw near you. Singing that today. This word, engidzo, means extreme closeness. It's intimate. It's the presence of God. None of this is up here. None of it's knowing about. None of it is up here. It's all here. It's all in your spirit. It's the presence of God. Draw near to him. If you've been praying for God to draw near to you, stop praying. Start drawing close. God is not distant from you. And if you feel he's distant from you, he is not distant from you. Just draw close. Do it now. Draw close to God. God wants us to experience his presence, to know him, probably more than we're willing to. This is the heart of the one who draws near to God. Psalm 27. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek, inquire for, and insistently require. I'm reading from the Amplified. insistently require, listen, insist on your birthright with God. Insist. God loves that. He doesn't think you're being uppity, pushy, beyond your station. Ask, seek, knock. I will not let you go unless you bless me. Come on. Come on. Has God backed away from you? I tell you, if he backs away from you, it's for one purpose only. To say, come on. Come after me. Come after me. He will never leave you or forsake you. So if he's not close to you now, it's because he looks you in the eye, loves you, and says, come close to me. You will seek me when you find me with your whole heart. He's all or nothing. And that's what he looks for in his people. Be insistent that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, in his presence, all the days of my life. Not just when I was saved, not just when I was baptized in the Spirit, not just when I was in that meeting a month ago, whenever. Every day. Every day. That's the heart God wants. Today, where are you, Lord? I'm coming for you. I'm insistent. To behold and gaze upon the beauty, the sweet attractiveness and the delightful loveliness of the Lord, and to meditate, consider, and inquire in his temple. He wants you to experience him. Experience his love, his peace, his joy. The kingdom of heaven is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Don't settle for righteousness, guys. It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Let him gladden your heart. You are not outside of his mercy if you need his mercy. He doesn't put you outside. What were his first words to Adam when Adam had fallen? Where are you? He comes looking. Okay? He comes looking. Oh, he's got such a heart. You are not outside his mercy. And if somebody's telling you that, they are lying to you. Just tell them to get lost. You are not outside his grace. Okay? He sees you in Jesus. You've given your life to Jesus. God the Father looks at you in Christ. He sees Jesus. He says, this one is my beloved son. I love that one. We are meant to feel God's presence. Have we let go of his presence? Then get a grip. Come on. Get on with it. Come on. Get his presence. Don't let go of him, because he'll never let go of you. He will never let go of you. We can lose sight because of worries and concerns. How stupid are we? Get a grip on him. Psalm 16:11. You made known to me the path of life. You fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Hey, it's the Holy Spirit who wrote the Song of Solomon, you know. Beautiful book. It's a love story. You are part of God's love story. Let him love you. Hope for it. Hope for it. It's not in the past. Today. 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 Let him love you. Today, expect. Today, start seeking. If you're thinking, well, it was wonderful then, what does he say? He says, remember your first love. Remember it. Call it. Do again what you did at first. Call it to mind. Expect to live in your first love. Don't settle for less. Don't let it get tired. Psalm 23, listen, this is his love song. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. You only make someone do something when they go, nope, I'm not going to lie down. Nope, nope, I'm going to press on. Just lie down. He makes me. Let him make you lie down. Let him make you. Stop protesting. Let him make you lie down in green pastures and restore your soul.
Yes, amen.
He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. He's with us. Trouble, he's with us. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Put them to shame. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Let him anoint your head with oil. Let him get close enough to you, not just to pour a bottle over your head, but to rub it into your cheeks, to make them glow. To make them glow. Okay? Let God get close enough to you to smell your breath. To smell your breath. Rub his oil into your cheeks. That's how he wants to love you. Jesus demonstrated it by washing the feet of his disciples and saying, you do this. It's that intimate, yada, epinosis. It's not this, it's this. It's why we're here. We're not here because of this. We're here because we've known the love of God. Yeah. And we live in hope of enjoying the love of God daily. Don't just live in hope. Live in the experience of it, because that's what he wants. He will not settle for less. Let him make your face glow. Let him make your cup overflow. Surely, goodness and mercy, goodness and love will follow you all the days of your life. Father, pour out a spirit of revelation in this room now, so that each one of us knows, experiences goodness and mercy sticking close behind us. We don't want to know about you, Lord. We want to know you. That's the cry of our hearts, Lord, to know you. When was the last time you lay down in his presence? Had your soul refreshed? Feasted at his table? Had your face anointed with oil? If you're having to think back, beloved, you are missing out pointlessly, pointlessly. And if you think, how do I get back to that place? Just come, just come. Book of Hosea says, come, let's return to the Lord. Come on. It's going forth. As sure as the dawn, he will come to us like the spring rains that water the earth. Let us know. Let us press on to know the Lord. Press on to know him. I'm going to go back to this idea of still. I'm going to get you to do something in a minute. Psalm 131:2 says, but I have calmed and quieted myself. I am like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child, I am content. Lovely picture. When's the last time you knew that presence? Psalm 62:5 says, for God alone, O my soul, wait in silence. For my hope is from him. A little while ago, I was praying with a friend. And he said something which surprised me. I don't know quite why he did it, really. But he said, Andrew, just sit down in that chair a moment. And I want you just to do nothing. Nothing. I don't want you to pray. I don't want you to do anything. Just put your face towards the Lord. Towards the Lord. And I did that. And this peace just lit up inside of me, God's presence. An interesting thing, small thing. Anybody here bite their nails? You don't have to put your hand up if you do. Well, I bit my nails until the age of 51. It was going to Vietnam that stopped me biting my nails because there was no water to wash in. And every time you shake hands with someone and go to bite your nails, you think, stop. I want to get home. Stop. I stopped biting my nails then. But my displacement activity now is fiddling with my fingernails. Okay? So what happened? I sat in that chair. The first thing I became aware of was fiddling with my fingernails. What I was doing was I was setting up a tension in my arm. It was like a little anxiety thing. A little background noise thing. You know what I mean? Yeah? You get it? Okay? I never knew that until I sat in that chair. And all I could hear was, if you underfollow me, was the noise of the tension. Yeah? So I stopped. When I stopped, God's peace rose. Be still and know, yada, that I am God. Be still and know. So I'd like us just to have a go at that. Can we do that? Okay. Just ask you to do a couple of things. We're not going to do it for long. Expect to encounter God. Expect your spirit to rise up. We're talking about the Lord here, not some daft New Age meditation. This is Jesus. This is the King of Kings. Shut your eyes. Still your body. Be still and know. Don't pray. Don't ask. Don't worship, okay? Your whole body is oriented towards God. I want your mind to be quiet. Let your spirit rise up. Just be still. Keep your eye on Him. If it helps you and it helps me, I just lift my head and I look. My eyes are shut, but I'm looking into the face of my Father. That's my choice. That's what I'm doing. I'm looking for God's face, not His hand. I don't want answers to prayers. I want His presence. I want the presence of my Father, because I am not an orphan. He is my Father, and I'm sitting at His feet. Just give yourself to that. is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at the break of day. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Sometimes for the Lord to be exalted in our own consciousness, our own experience, we need to be still. It's this combination between what it says in Hosea, "Come, let us press on to know him," and his faithfulness, that as we press on to know him, he draws us after him. It's worth cultivating. Ephesians 3:16 from the Amplified. "I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. May Christ, through your faith, actually dwell, settle down, abide, make his permanent home in your hearts. May you be rooted deep in love and founded securely on love. May you have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, that you may really come to know, practically through experience for yourselves, the love of Christ, which surpasses mere knowledge without experience, that you may be filled throughout your being unto all the fullness of God, that you may have the richest measure of the divine presence and become a body wholly filled and flooded with God himself." This is the Amplified. Is that possible? "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more and wants to than all we ask or imagine, according to his power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen." Press on to know the Lord.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith, and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.